You're listening to Stateside. I'm Laura Weber Davis, in for Cynthia Canty. You know, growing up, I always had a glass of milk with dinner. My parents...
I don't know anything as good as a glass of Borden's milk.
My brother...
Unless, of course, it's another glass of Borden's milk.
Right.
We all drank milk with our meals.
You know, every meal's the time for Borden's. Between meals, too.
Now, though...
Hey, Mom! Be sure to buy Borden! Buy Borden!
I give my kids water with our meals. And I guess I'm not the only one who isn't drinking as much milk, because there's actually an overproduction of milk in the state right now. It's driving down prices at the store, and it's forcing longtime dairy farmers to rethink their businesses, for themselves and for future generations. Michigan Radio's Tyler Scott visited Horning Farms in Manchester. He spoke with Caitlin Packard, and she's a sixth-generation dairy farmer.
So here in our milking parlor, we milk twice a day on our farm at 4 a.m. and 4 p.m. It takes us between 4 and 5 hours to milk the almost 400 cows.
That's cool. I feel like I'm obligated. Can we go see some cows?
Yes, most definitely.
Fantastic.
So if it's all right with you, we'll go see the baby calves before we go to see the cows.
That's totally fine. That's amazing.
So on our farm, we keep all of our calves in individual housing. They essentially, we call them hutches, but really they're giant dog houses is what they are.
They look like they got it made. They're just laying out here in the sun, chilling. That's really funny. So what's the dairy business like these days?
Not great.
If you don't mind me asking, is the farm in the black?
Right now we're in the black, but last year it was more like barely making it. Really, when it comes to looking at the economics of things, for any business, to grow the size, you increase your efficiencies by the economies of scale. It's a basic economic principle. If you're not able to do that when the prices aren't good, you got to differentiate yourself in some way. So we've discussed that we aren't really interested in becoming a larger farm at this point, but we've been discussing a lot of different options of ways that we can just create more income for ourselves that we have more control over, because creating that milk, that commodity, we have no control over the price.
So have you guys talked in detail about ideas for a niche market or rough ideas at this point? What are those discussions like?
Pretty rough ideas right now. Yeah. It's pretty scary to try to jump into a new industry. So we've kind of been kicking around other ideas that we could use as a stepping stone. We've started raising some of our male cattle. Usually, in the past, we'd always sold them to other farmers to raise for beef, and we've started raising some of them here ourselves to sell to people for their freezer. We've thrown around other ideas, like our cooperative that we sell our milk through. They have a cheese processing plant. We've thrown around the idea of maybe offering that cheese here on farm. Another idea would be maybe even we have an old barn that maybe turn it into like a Airbnb or something like that. There's all kinds of ideas, but they're pretty rough right now. We haven't actually made any actual steps towards them.
Sure. You guys have been farming since 1877, or this farm's been here since 1877. Are you sentimental about that when you think about the future and how things might change?
Yeah, most definitely. That's something that that's always kind of in the back of my mind, is that I really enjoyed being raised on the farm. That was really great, and I would like my future kids someday to have that same opportunity. We're 140-plus years old and continue on for another 140-plus years. That would be awesome.
Totally.
That was Caitlin Packard of Horning Farms speaking with Michigan Radio's Tyler Scott.